USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital. Local fire department officials said Abe was in extreme critical condition with multiple cardiac arrests. Police say they arrested a male suspect at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Liberal Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in western Nara. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Kremlin continues to try and strong-arm Ukrainian leadership.
With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kiev that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding that Russia has barely started its action. Speaking at a meeting with leaders, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the, quote, West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A small asteroid the size of a city bus made an extremely close approach to Earth on Thursday, missing us by only 56,000 miles. That's nothing in space terms. What's scary about this, no one knew it was coming until this week. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
During his term, did Boris Johnson do well for his country? Nigel Farage, former Brexit party leader on Fox News, says Johnson betrayed Britain.
The truth of it is, he adopted Brexit, and I was very pleased when he did, because I'd fought, as you know, a long, quite lonely campaign. But the truth of it is, he got elected as a Conservative, governed as a Liberal, committing the UK to net zero, increasing taxes, increasing the size of the state, becoming an LGBT fanatic. And the reason he's gone is, number one, he betrayed millions of people who trusted him to stand up against globalization, and we found we had this pro-China maniac running the country. And number two, because he proved to be an outright born liar. So the idea that Johnson's demise means the end of populism is nonsense, and I very much hope and believe that whoever replaces him in the Conservative Party will actually be stronger.
NASA's little capstone moon probe, the size of a microwave oven, has phoned back home after going dark. NASA says an improperly formatted command to the spacecraft made the radio inoperable. Capstone is now about 289,000 miles from Earth. That's significantly beyond the orbit of the moon, but that's part of the plan. The probe is taking a long, looping, and highly fuel-efficient orbit beginning November 13th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.